Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yes. How y'all doing? Good. All right, you may have heard this phrase, but I want us to look at this in a new light. I think this is going to help us get where we're going on this. You may have heard it said, you cannot please all of the people all of the time, right? I think that's true, because I'm related to all of those people you can't please. I work for all of those people you can't please. I have dated all of those people you can't please. This is true. This is a truism. And I bring that up because I think as we look at this topic of getting outside your schedule and outside stuff, I think that's very important. A lot of stuff Hallie's saying about getting organized, about looking at your tasks, about looking at your to-do list. This person says, you know, I got a lot of meetings, I got a lot of things I got to do. It's very important. But I think a lot of this starts with the way we want people to think of us. I think a lot of this getting overscheduled, overbooked, overcooked starts with, I have to make these people happy with me, right? I gotta put in extra hours to the job to want my boss to be happy. I gotta make every hour of every family barbecue every weekend and talk to everybody. So I gotta make my family happy. I gotta go to church on Wednesday and do the extra thing because I gotta make the church people happy. Where is you being happy on this list? Because that's the important part. Hallie brought a very important word. I want us to grab a hold of this. You have to have priorities, right? Priorities means you got to have an order of things that in how important they are. If everything is at a tie for first place, you do not have priorities. That's not how that works. A lot of us would say, "Yeah, I have priorities. What's your number one priority?" Well, my job, and my family, and working my recovery, and reading my Bible. It don't work that way. You cannot have 17 number one priorities. That's how we get in trouble, right? That's how you get burned out. Because priorities, you got to have something on the bottom of that list that's going to be the last one, that you're okay if that doesn't get done. That's what priorities means, and that's fine. So the important question here, right, is how do we set our priorities? Well, I don't want to prioritize my job over my recovery, because if I fall off, I'm not going to have that job anymore, am I? I don't want to prioritize certain relationships over other ones. Maybe I don't want to prioritize my family that my blood relations over my spouse, because my spouse might cook my food. And that makes that relationship a priority. Unless you want to hire someone to taste your oatmeal before, but then you got to spend more time at the job, so now we're conflicted again, right? So look at all these priorities. This is not going to sound Christian, but just, you're not going to believe me, but just go with me. Your number one priority should be you. I think that's what God thinks. I think you run around trying to please all these people is what's getting us all in trouble. Because A, as we started out with, they're not going to be pleased. No matter how much time you put in, no matter how much work you put in, nobody's going to be pleased with you all the time, right? And as a matter of fact, it's hard to say, but a lot of times we have family members or maybe bosses or maybe just people in our life who see that your number one priority is pleasing them. They take advantage of that a little bit, don't they? That's when you start getting asked to work a few extra hours under the table for not as much money. That's when you start getting asked to help somebody move every weekend when somebody realizes, I got this fool. He'll do whatever I ask him to. And if somebody's trying to play you, the only trick they got to pull is not being pleased with you. That's a little jacked up, right? The less pleased they are with you, the more you want to do for them. That's a little messed up. And don't get me wrong. Like I said, we're not judging. We all fall into that. I think your number one priority should be you. Specifically, your walk with the Lord. But your walk with the Lord is about you. You're not, I hate to break it to y'all, but you're not offering God anything in that relationship. He's fine. Y'all are sweet and lovely people, but you're not the missing ingredient in God's happiness. You know what I'm saying? God is offering things to you. That relationship is about you. That's about you getting built up, you getting strengthened, you turning into who God needs you to be. And then you'll have the strength for your recovery. A lot of us have tried doing the, I'm just going to stop this bad behavior without God's strength. Doesn't go that well, does it? A lot of us have tried, I'm just going to put all my effort into work and success and money without asking God what I should do with any of that. Doesn't work too well, does it? We say, no, I'm just going to have relationships. I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to have a man or woman in my life without asking God what he thinks about it. Doesn't go that well, does it? It's all got to start with God. Your relationship with God has to be your number one priority, because that's what's going to give you the strength to do everything else. If you're right with God, if you've got your heart and your spirit where it needs to be, then you can work your recovery, right? That all has to start with that. Then you can work the way you need to. Then you can have the relationships with your family you need to. But all those other things, occasionally, you will have to say the magic word. And I don't want to conflict with anybody's parents, but since we're all grown folks in here, the magic word is no. No will free you. No will release your time and energy in a way that it has never been released before. Because everybody has expectations on you, right? And we all feel the weight of those expectations. Well, I gotta do this here, and I gotta go to church and do this, and my mom needs me to do this, my cousin needs me to do this. And none of that's wrong necessarily, but you've got to be the one who tells people what your priorities are. You can't rely on them to know when you've had too much and stop asking. Because I don't know about the people y'all work with, that ain't gonna work for me. Sometimes I've got to pick up the phone and tell even my bosses, Glenn and Jen are my bosses, I got to tell them, I understand it, I will get to that, but now is movie and pizza time, or I kill everyone and burn everything down. So, now movie and pizza time, later work time. And you got to earn that, right? You can't pull out your first day, but that's okay, and they understand that because they're good guys. They have those priorities with us. Let's go ahead and jump to this verse. I'm going to prove this to you. It's in Mark 1. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." Very early in the morning. It's where you learn something about your priorities, right? What do you do first? Some of us, our first priority is get something to eat. Sometimes first priority is get up and check the ball scores from last night. Some of us, our first priority is to wake up and shake our fist at the heaven and curse the fact that we have to do this again. That may just be me. Okay. Y'all are better than me at some stuff. That's okay. I'm going to be honest here. But Jesus' first priority was to go to a solitary place and get him and God right. That's Jesus. If you think you're more Christian than Jesus, and you can run around doing all this stuff before you do the prayer time, that's between you and him, and I don't want to be near you when the lightning bolt strikes, so just leave me out of it. It's a little joke. Maybe. Okay, but he took care of himself first, right? This happened a lot. It says in the Bible that Jesus often withdrew to quiet and solitary places. Nobody put anything on him, for him to deal with his thing and get filled up. So then it ends with, "So I can preach there also. That is why I have come." Even for Jesus, who the Bible says the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. It says he took on the very nature of a servant. He's everything, service, sacrifice, all that stuff for Jesus. That started with working on his own walk with God. His number one priority was himself. I don't mean that in a selfish way. Again, I know that sounds odd. I think a lot of us would say, well, when I was in my madness is when I was, my number one priority was myself. You know, when I was in the throes of trying to get away with stuff, I was very selfish. That's true. That's not the same thing as prioritizing yourself, right? Because were you happy? Were you fulfilled? Were you living a good life? Because if you weren't doing those things, I don't think you were a priority. As a matter of fact, I think making a lot of other things other than you a priority may have been why some of us felt we needed that release of that substance or that behavior. Got to have a priority, and your priority has to be you. One last thing, I'll leave y'all on this. You cannot please all the people all the time, right? Everybody's got a list. Everybody's got things they want to put on you. Here's the funny thing about starting with your relationship with God. You can please God, and it's way easier than pleasing all those other people. What did Jesus do? He went to a solitary place where he talked to God. And God, that's what God wants from us, right? God wants the relationship. That's the funny thing about prioritizing you and God first is you actually can please God, because that's all he wants from you. We don't have anything to offer God other than just being in relationship with him. So then, when you go to the meeting, when you go to work, when you go to be with family, when you go hang out with friends, if they say, hey, you never hang out anymore, man. What's up with that? You say, I don't have to please you. I started off my day with pleasing God. So I'm pretty full up on who I need to please today. So now I can be a part of this relationship. I can decide how much I need to please you or not. I may need to please my boss up to 40 hours for which I get the paycheck. After that, I'm done. Sorry, done pleasing people for the day. You didn't make the cut. We'll try again tomorrow. You can not please your family because you started off fulfilling the right priority. And then the life flows out from that. Amen? Yeah.